Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. A rough, rough night for South Georgia teams in the high school football arena.
Tough, tough night for a few local teams. My Brunswick High Pirates being one of them. But, hey, we're going to live to play another day.
All right, so let's get you updated on some scores. But before we do that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Peachtree Pest Control.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Frederica Academy Knights had their hearts broken last night in Statesboro, giving up a last-second touchdown to lose the football game to the Bullock Academy Gators, 20-16. Bullock scores the region win over Frederica.
Frederica's going to be come playoff time, and I've been saying this all year on this show.
Me too.
The Frederica Knights come playoff time. They're going to be battle-tested. And nobody's going to want to deal with them in the GISA playoffs.
Let me tell you something. There are very few teams that have played a more difficult schedule non-region than the Frederica Academy Knights.
They're a good football team. Hey, things like this, tough losses like that, you know, will bring a football team together. And, you know, Frederica's well coached. They got good players. They're going to be fine. They're going to recover from this.
The Weir County Gators, who were number one last week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, lose to Warner Robins 22-19 on the road.
That could be a preview of a state championship game.
It very well could be. Odds are, since Weir County loses, we might see a new number one.
Okay.
Valdosta 14-0 winners over Northside Warner Robins. Glenn Blanks Effingham had them on a running clock in the second half, 38-0. Colquitt beats Camden 34-13, and I called that game, and I've had the opportunity and the benefit to call the Camden games throughout the season. And right now the Wildcats are really, really trying to get their feet underneath them offensively. Got a lot of work to do on that side of the ball.
And they've got Lowndes coming up, and they've got Tiff coming up. Got to win one of those two to get in the playoffs.
That's right. Tifton, Lowndes, by the way. Tiff, we'll get to that in a minute. Camden, 34-13. They go down to Colquitt. Richmond Hill knocks off your Brunswick High Pirates to take firm control of the region, 42-27. Statesboro takes down Bradwell, 34-16. Coffee thumps Wayne, 28-3. Metter pulls away in the second half over MCA, 27-7. That's a really, really good Metter team. They showed me something in that football game because MCA is great.
They're a good football team in single A.
Brantley notches their first win of the year over Long, 21-14. This is the game I was going to tell you about a minute ago. Lowndes beats Tift, 17-13. Tift was up 13-0 at the half.
Tift's been dealing with COVID-19 issues, and it appears that they're starting to get their act together. And a lot of Camden folks were counting on that Tift game as an automatic, sure victory. And I'm not sure that that is a I'm not sure of that right now.
South Effingham 25, Benedict 10, 39. South Effingham hung in pretty well with the cadets.
They probably got some cheap points there at the end. South Effingham's not very good.
Listen to the score I'm about to give you. Tattnall County 0, Appling 70.
Ouch. Tattnall's struggling, but ouch. 70-0.
Fitzgerald 55-7 winners over Worth.
See if they're in the rankings this week.
Vidalia beats East Lawrence 43-20. Toombs and Jeff Davis go at it. Jeff Davis rebounds from their loss last week, winning 35-13 over Toombs. Clinch 45-20 winners over Atkinson. Dublin 45-0 over Trutland. Savannah Country Day 29-28 over Aquinas, knocking them off for the first time this year. And Savannah Christian keeps rolling, 21-14 winners over Calvary Day.
Glenn Academy, 38-0 win. They're starting to get their act together. Moving forward, got Richmond Hill coming next week. A lot to play for in that football game. Glenn can get right back in the region race with a win over Richmond Hill at Glenn County Stadium next Friday night.
You got to figure, right, that win that Glenn got over Effingham, it puts them solidly in position to win a 3 seed in that region. And for your Brunswick High Pirates, Glenn, of course, does not have the head-to-head. Therefore, Brunswick, after the loss to Richmond Hill, shapes up to be a number 2. Richmond Hill looks to be the number 1. Glenn looks to be the number 3. And the 4 is to be determined. Probably Statesboro out of that region is what I'm going to guess.
You ever watched the Mission Impossible movie series? You watch those?
Like the Tom Cruise ones?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
You know when the thing comes through and this tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds, you know the saying, the tagline in the movie? That's what happened to the Brunswick High Pirates in about a 2-minute span in the third quarter last night at Richmond Hill. It just got away that quick.
I want to talk a little bit about, switching gears on you, I want to talk a little bit about the Camden game, of course. Now, Camden, they've lost 3 straight, and they were coming off of a performance where, you know, they got put on a running clock at Warner Robins about 3 weeks ago. And so they had the bye week coming off the Warner Robins game, going into the Colquitt game. I fully expected that to be a gut check and then want to come out chomping at the bit to get back on the field. I expected Camden to play their best game of the season against Colquitt, and they didn't play badly. They were only down 10-0 at the half, but had a lot of opportunities offensively go awry. And it does not look good for the Wildcats moving the football right now. And they've got some talent, you know, and I know they lost their number 1 receiver, broken collarbone, lost him for the year. Got back Jamie Felix at running back last night. He looked really great. Hopefully he feels good today. He's been out for most of the year. So, you know, heading into the region, like you said, Kip, there's Tifton, there's Lowndes left. Got to win one of those two to get into the playoffs. And if you don't win one of those two, you're looking at a 5-game losing streak to end the season, where the Wildcats would end up 4-6 and miss the playoffs.
I get it. I mean, but let's look at it this way. Camden's playing in a tough, tough region. Many call it the SEC of high school football.
I'm in total agreement.
But look at their schedule. There's not a single cupcake.
No.
On that schedule the entire football season.
Going into last night, they had their opponents had a combined record of something like 26-18, I think is what it was.
I mean, they played, you know, last 3 weeks you've played Coffey, Warner Robins, and Colquitt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Richmond Hill's on the schedule. Glenn Academy was on the schedule. Yeah. Oak Leaf's on the schedule. Reigns is on the schedule. I mean, there's all really good football teams.
Every team that they have played so far this year is going to make the state football playoffs.
Agreed. And so if Camden finds a way to knock off Tifton Lowndes and they get into the playoffs, one thing is for sure, they will be battle-tested.
They are battle-tested. I don't think anybody's played a tougher schedule in the state than Camden County.
I agree with you.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, actually from down here.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Weekend Review.
And here we go. Braves, get Marcelo Ozuna signed. Do it now. Portland Trail Blazers unveiled new unis. All 13 of their fans were stoked. Tua, let me introduce you to Aaron Donald. Dallas, Philly for the vaunted NFC East. So Daryl Morey spent 13 years in Houston, never got to the finals, but yet the Sixers just hired him as their new GM. Justin Turner, you should be ashamed of yourself, you selfish expletive. Stop trying to hide your baldness and cut your hair. Major League Baseball should suspend this guy for at least a month. Is it just me, or do the Cowboys qualify as an official dumpster fire? Does anyone even know who the Jags' backup is? Is there a college football team that is more delusional about who they are than Nebraska? No, you can't schedule an out-of-conference game. How was that not clear? Mike Foltynewicz update. Expected to become a free agent in the minor leagues. You must watch Utopia on Prime. Where is Jessica Hyde? And these are my thoughts.
Mike Foltynewicz. Might be the biggest head case in a Braves organization in decades. Talent's there, but just can't figure it out.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, by Southern Soul Barbecue, and by Golden House Pharmacy.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altam Avenue. Accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons and Brunswick. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden House Pharmacy. Golden House Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates, Terriers, and Knights. You had Terriers listed first, but champions always get called out first. By the way, let's fix that.
It is now time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. All right, so I'll go ahead and tell you we've got three new entries and a new number one today.
Three new entries.
So we'll recap from last week. Last week we had number 10 Brunswick, 9 Dublin, 8 Pierce, 7 Warner Robins, 6 Savannah Christian, 5 Richmond Hill, 4 Lowndes, 3 Metter, 2 Appling, and the number one team last week, the Ware County Gators. All right, so at number 10, making their first appearance this season in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Bullock Academy Gators.
You just had to go there, didn't you?
That's what the formula said.
You just had to do it.
That's what the formula said, and the reason that
it had to do it.
The reason that they got in was because of the strength of the win over Frederica.
You had to do it.
Frederica, the formula thought a lot of Frederica, so when Bullock won, it really catapulted Bullock.
The formula didn't even include Frederica for the first 3 months of the season. And now all of a sudden, they thought highly of Frederica, so Bullock Academy gets in at number 10.
I'm just telling you what the formula
did. Man, okay.
At number 8, down 9 spots, the Ware County Gators.
There's 8 teams better than Ware County in this area. You gotta be kidding me, man.
At number 8, re-entering the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, Jeff Davis.
Get blown out. Beat somebody that's not very good, and you all of a sudden you're back in the rankings.
At number 7, staying put where they were, the Warner Robins Demons. At number 6, also staying put where they were, the Savannah Christian Raiders.
You're losing me, man. You're losing me fast.
At number 5, also not moving, the Richmond Hill Wildcats.
Richmond Hill's got a championship defense. They're a good football team.
At number 4, staying put as well, the Lowndes County Vikings.
Lowndes is a good football team as well.
At number 3, down 1 spot, the Applin County Pirates.
We'll find out about them in about a month and come playoff time.
Moving up 1 spot with their big win over MCA, the Metter Tigers.
Metter Tigers. Okay.
And the new number 1 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes.
Here's a, golly, they all of a sudden they premiere in the rankings at number 1 after geographically getting left out of the rankings the whole entire season. Now suddenly we have a geography lesson in the past 5 days and they jump in at number 1. Bullock Academy, you just had to do it, didn't you?
I didn't do it.
You just had to do
it, man. The formula said. So let's recap. At number 10, Bullock Academy. At number 9, Ware. 8, Jeff Davis. 7, Warner Robins. 6, Savannah Christian. 5, Richmond Hill. 4, Lowndes. 3, Appling. 2, Metter. And the new number 1, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes.
I just don't understand how a team from Bullock County, it's either Southeast Bullock, Statesboro, or Bullock Academy, they get the benefit of every formula that's devised on this show. And if there's a way for them to get in the rankings, they're going to get in. You just had to go do it after disrespecting Frederica all year.
I have not disrespected Frederica all year.
All year they get disrespected, deserve to be in the poll. They get their hearts broken last night with 15, 12 seconds left in the game and lose. And all of a sudden, the team that beats them premieres in the rankings. There's no coincidence there, man.
That is a coincidence.
That is not a coincidence. We're not going there today.
Falling out of the top 10 rankings were Pierce County, the Brunswick High Pirates.
How does Pierce fall out of a ranking? They only got one loss. How do they drop? They'll take care of Jeff Davis here in a couple of weeks. They'll take him out of the rankings for permanent.
The formula said that their power ranking was not one of the top 10 in the state, in South Georgia.
Bullock Academy gets in off the strength of a Frederica win over a Knights team that hasn't appeared in the rankings all year. But apparently,
like I said last week, Frederica was right there knocking on the door. The formula and the rankings think very highly of Frederica. They were right there. And look, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'll say it till the millennium comes for next time. The Frederica Knights will be there in the end.
Okay. Well, this is like, your poll is like the old BCS rankings. You remember the BCS?
How often did the BCS get it right?
Instead, in your case, you can drop the C, and then you got what's left over.
Drop the C for BC. There
you go. That's your rankings in a nutshell.
Not true. I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy.
Classic.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The game of the night in the area last night saw Ware County top Coffee 24-14. Another big matchup, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets took down veterans 10-7. Frederica woodshed at Memorial Day 55-0. Glenn blasted South Effingham 35-3. The Brunswick High Pirates remained perfect in the region, pulling away from Statesboro 38-18. Pierce blew out Brantley 49-7. Richmond Hill handled Effingham in impressive fashion 45-14 to remain unbeaten in the region. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia City Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Just flat out, I'd been dishonest if I didn't have them in.
Yeah, well, you know, listeners on Facebook Live are, you know, they're saying a little thing. They're singing a different tune right now.
So this is the portion of the show where Kip gets to say whatever he wants within regulations.
It's the butthurt edition.
And so we will go to the hostile takeover of the show with Kip Branch.
Jason, this week's butthurt list has a distinct flavor this week. It's the Trevor Lawrence edition of the butthurt list. And there are some contenders in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. And number five on the butthurt list this week are the 0-7 New York Jets. They're the favorite right now to land Trevor Lawrence. You know, the NFL Lions came out this week, betting lines, and one of the top 10 bet. This is one of the top 10
all time.
The New York Jets are a 20-point underdog to the Kansas City Chiefs this week. That's unheard of.
Yeah, unheard of in the NFL.
I mean, you're talking about an NFL team. We're not talking high school or college. You've got an NFL team that's a 3-touchdown underdog. That's a little sad. And that's why the New York Jets are in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. Trevor looked good in that green. What do you think? No comment? You still trying to deal with the Frederica people on Facebook?
I'm getting hammered on Facebook.
Yeah, you should get hammered.
I'm getting hammered.
Number 4 on the butt hurt list, Trevor Lawrence edition this week, the New England Patriots at 2-4.
Oh.
And they are in the Trevor Lawrence, officially have entered the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes.
That's a really easy decision. You draft Trevor Lawrence.
They are in the sweepstakes. Cam Newton isn't the answer. They're going to go with Jarrett Stidham this week. He's not going to be the answer. So you're sitting there and you're thinking, Bill Belichick, you had people in the offseason saying, well, Tom Brady's washed up. He's going to go to Tampa. And people are going to realize that it was Bill Belichick all along that made things happen in New England. Tom Brady made things happen in New England. New England, you're on the butt hurt list at number 4. Number 3 on the butt hurt list.
If you remember, I said that once Tom Brady.
You say a lot of things that you said you say.
Well, I said that if Tom Brady leaves, the Patriots will not be as good. I did say that.
Oh, they're awful. Got a good defense, but the offense is pitiful. Number 3 on the butt hurt list, the 1-5 Minnesota Vikings. Do you get rid of Kirk Cousins and draft Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
I mean, they got a lot of money. They got a lot of money sunk into Kirk Cousins in Minnesota.
And?
They're 1-5, not going anywhere fast.
They got a lot of money sunk into them because there was no better option. Now there is.
Trevor Lawrence in Minnesota got decent talent. Dalvin Cook, and, you know, you got good wide receivers. I mean,
I think a more appropriate question that I think is debatable is if you're the Vikings, you get number 2, would you take Justin Fields and get rid of Kirk Cousins?
That would be interesting right there. Number 2 on the butt hurt list this week, sitting at 1-6 on the season, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Do they go all in on Trevor? Or do they go and do what they always do? Oh, we're going to go defense with a top pick. Then trade them all 3 years later. I mean, you 3 years ago, Jacksonville had maybe the best defense in football, and they've traded all those pieces away. And what have they gotten in return?
Well, they're rebuilding.
The constantly rebuilding Jacksonville Jaguars at 1-6. Huh. The mustache, will they bench him? He'll be the backup to Trevor Lawrence, or will he start till Trevor's ready?
He'll start till Trevor's ready.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't trust the Jacksonville Jaguars to take a quarterback with the number 1 pick in the draft.
They won't have the number 1 pick. They'll have the number 2 pick. They'll take Justin Fields.
There you go. And number 1 on the butt hurt list. And I know you out there.
This is going to be easy.
And I know you're watching.
I know who this is.
The 2-5 Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys lost to a team that doesn't even have a name last week, Jason. The Washington Football Club. That's like a Premier League soccer name. Go over to the UK. It's the Premier League soccer. The Washington Football Club's going to play Manchester United today. No, they beat the Dallas Cowboys last week.
That's
Dallas
funny.
Is going nowhere fast. Jerry Jones has botched everything. They have no defense. Mike McCarthy is a failure. As a head coach, Ezekiel Elliott got all that money, and now he's fumbling the football. Dak's hurt. The only guy that was producing gets hurt. The only guy that you haven't paid money to, hadn't signed long-term, is Dak Prescott. Now you're in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. So what happens if Dallas finishes with the worst record in football? Do they draft Trevor Lawrence and get rid of Dak Prescott?
Well, Dak would be a free agent because he's on the franchise tag. So if you don't re-sign him and you have an opportunity to draft Trevor Lawrence, you draft Trevor Lawrence and you let Dak walk. Because I don't really think you want to pay Dak Prescott top quarterback money, do you?
They could get by with Trevor on another rookie deal like they did Dak for 3 or 4 years.
Or just re-sign Andy Dalton and let him play until Trevor Lawrence is ready.
So you're saying that the Cowboys finish with the worst record. They draft Trevor and just show Dak the door?
That's what I'm saying. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by J.C. Strother, Georgia Sea Grill, and M&B Liquors.
Fine. Excuse me. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997. Sorry. The Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation, known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call is 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your free reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill.
I don't see the big deal about Fitzgerald debuting at number one. Every time I come up with a ranking, a new one, at the beginning of the year, somebody debuts at number one.
Well, obviously, last week, you didn't know where Fitzgerald was on the map. They were right in the middle of your defined geographical area, but apparently you said the formula overlooked them. So, obviously, you got that fixed this week, and now they premiere at number one. That's the only thing. The consistency is what our listeners, especially on Facebook Live, they tune in on Facebook Live, they look for that consistency every week, and they just don't get it with that ranking.
Well, we were looking for good teams with big wins, and Fitzgerald came into the radar, and we looked at, how they fit into the formula once we saw that was there with them, and that's what happened.
You just had to do it. I mean, you just had to do it with Bullock Academy. I didn't think you had the intestinal fortitude to come on this show.
I didn't do it personally.
But you did it, and you pouring salt on our faithful Frederica listeners. And, I'm a little upset by that. I know we're on a show, and, I mean, tough loss last night, a heartbreaking loss to a program that you don't like. It's a rivalry game.
It's not that I don't like them.
And you come in here. I mean, I'm talking about Frederica and Bullock Academy. Those are programs that don't like each other. Mm. And you come on here, and we're a pro. We're Coastal Georgia. We really rep the Camdens and the Brunswicks and the Glens. And I ain't heard of Glen in weeks or months on this poll. And then Frederica, and you just, they get no respect. I just don't get it.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites, too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available, 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at SouthernSoulBarbecue.com. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
We're getting hammered on social media right now. Well, I'm not. Jason Bishop is.
I was going to say, what are you getting hammered for?
I mean, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to run interference for you during the break, trying to cover for you.
You're not really running any interference. All you're doing is flinging mud on top of a pile that's already a mile high.
Well, you know, your formula is based on what?
I've told you. There now, look, I'm being honest with you.
Okay.
I've emailed the formula Becky Derrick.
All right.
She's the wife of the Frederica coach, Brandon Derrick. So she knows the formula. She understands it. She gets it. Ashley Zimmerman, who's the cheerleading coach. These are all people I know and I see on a weekly basis. So it's not like that I don't like people from Frederica, because these are all friends of mine. I consider them friends. Ashley Zimmerman agrees with the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Ranking. She gets it. She thinks it's legit. These are things coming from them.
Apparently not. What you're saying, your interpretation of what they're putting on Facebook Live, somebody's missing something somewhere.
Well, let's move on. College football pick 'em.
College football pick 'em today.
Top 25. Number 5, University of Georgia goes to Kentucky. I'll take the Dogs.
Georgia's going to struggle today against Kentucky. They're going to win, but it's going to be a struggle today.
16, Kansas State at West Virginia. I'm taking the Mountaineers in an upset.
I'm taking Kansas State. I mean, the Big 12 got to have somebody step up to the plate sooner or later.
No, they're not.
I mean, it seems like the Big 12, if you've got a number by your name, you're going to lose.
Boston College at number 1, Clemson without Trevor Lawrence. Does Boston College have enough to beat Clemson without their perennial once-in-a-generation quarterback? Perennial is the wrong word. Once-in-a-generation quarterback.
Boston College could bring in alumni Matt Ryan today and fly him into play and still not beat Clemson.
Yeah, I'm picking Clemson too. Number 3, Iowa State at Kansas. I'll take Iowa State.
Yeah, I'll take Iowa State. Kansas is awful.
20, Coastal Carolina at Georgia State. Coastal Carolina showed me something last week against Georgia Southern. I'll take them against Georgia State.
I'll take Coastal Carolina too.
Michigan State at 12, Michigan. I guess I'll take the Wolverines, I guess, because they're at home.
Michigan actually looked good last week against Minnesota, but Michigan State lost to Rutgers.
Memphis at number 7, Cincinnati. Cincinnati, of course, on their way to a high school, a college.
You summed it up perfectly right there. No. The real thoughts came out. Exactly.
Cincinnati on their way to the college football playoff. I'll take Cincinnati over Memphis.
You just called the AWC. What is it called again?
It's the AAC.
That you just called that conference a high school conference live on K-Bay. And, you know, a lot of our listeners, you let it slip out. You let the cat out of the bag there, Jason.
Number 4, Notre Dame at Georgia Tech. I'm telling you right now, write this down. Georgia Tech comes out, they play inspired football, they are in this football game, and they lose by the skin of their teeth.
Georgia Tech's in this game for about the first quarter, and then they get beat 49-13.
Number 17, Indiana at Rutgers. I'll take Indiana.
I'm taking Rutgers after what they did last week against Michigan State.
Hmm.
They at home against Indiana coming off an upset win over Penn State. Rutgers is going to beat Indiana today.
Are you writing that down?
I don't need to write it down. Huh. People follow this show. No, they're calling their bookies right now, and they're getting ready to make some Christmas money.
Be ready to get a text from me.
Okay.
Texas at number 6, Oklahoma State. I'll take Texas.
I'm taking Texas, too. I don't trust Oklahoma State at all.
No. 25, Boise State at Air Force. I'm going to take Air Force in the upset here.
I'll take Boise.
Mississippi State at number 2, Alabama. No question, Alabama.
Alabama's going to beat them like a rented mule, like 58-13.
Arkansas at Texas A&M at number 8, Texas A&M. I'll take the Aggies.
I'll take the Aggies, too, but Arkansas is going to make a good showing today.
Mizzou at number 10, Florida. Listen to what I got to say about this right now. Florida will struggle in this football game. They'll find a way in the end, but this is going to be a close football game.
Well, Florida's dealing with a pandemic, you know, that infected the program. We don't know who's not going to play for Florida because they still have COVID-19 cases in the program. Missouri's getting better every week. I agree, Florida's going to win the football game, but it could be close.
Number 3, Ohio State at 18, Penn State. We saw we can't trust Penn State last week, so I guess I trust Ohio State the most in the Big Ten, so I'll take them.
Yeah, I trust Ohio State to eliminate Penn State from any kind of talk altogether. Penn State lost to Indiana last week. I don't want to hear anything about any Nittany Lion.
Navy at 22, SMU. I'll take SMU.
I got SMU, too.
15, North Carolina at Virginia. I'll take the Tar Heels.
I got North Carolina.
24, Oklahoma at Texas Tech. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Western Kentucky at number 11, BYU. I'll take BYU.
I got BYU.
In the SEC, LSU at the Gus Bus Auburn. LSU wins this, pretty much signed, sealed, delivers the firing papers to Gus Malzahn.
I think LSU, they looked good last week with the backup quarterback. Now it's the starter, so Finley is his name. I think they'll beat Auburn today. Auburn is not impressive at all to me.
Ole Miss at Vandy. I'll take Ole Miss.
I got Ole Miss.
In the ACC, Virginia Tech at Louisville. I'll take Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville just blistered Florida State last week.
Wake Forest at Syracuse. I'll take the Orangemen.
I want to take Wake. They looked good last week against Virginia Tech. I like Wake. They're a decent-looking football team.
Charlotte at Duke. I'll take the Blue Devils.
I'll take Duke.
In the AAC, UCF at Houston. Of course, the Central Florida Knights are going to win that football game easily.
Of course they are. How many games they've lost so far this season?
Abilene Christian in the Southern Conference. Abilene Christian at Mercer. I'll take Mercer.
Yeah, I'll take Mercer, too.
And South Alabama at Georgia Southern. I'll even give you a score here. Georgia Southern, 24-17.
I bet you will. Again, another Bullock County team that you're all over when things go well for them.
You talking Georgia Southern?
I'm talking about Georgia Southern. I'm talking about Statesboro. I'm talking about Southeast Bullock. And I'm talking about Bullock Academy. It just seems like you've got family in that area. Do you have a family reunion up there every year? So when those teams do something well, they seem to show up and get praised on this show. I don't know what it is about Bullock County.
Most of the season, there has not been a team at all from Bullock in the rankings.
There is today.
And today, there's only one, and they debuted at number 10.
Yeah.
Like, you're creating a bias. It's fake news.
It's not fake news. Fake news. Fake news is something that comes out that I don't agree with, so we just label it as fake news now. I don't like it, so it's fake news.
Well, it is fake news.
Of course it is.
It is. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Fox's Pizza and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. So come on by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glen County Farm Bureau, or give them a call, 912-265-9175.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The game of the night in the area last night saw Ware County top Coffee 24-14. Another big matchup, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets took down veterans 10-7. Frederica Woodshed at Memorial Day 55-0. Glenn blasted South Effingham 35-3. The Brunswick High Pirates remained perfect in the region, pulling away from Statesboro 38-18. Pierce blew out Brantley 49-7. Richmond Hill handled Effingham in impressive fashion 45-14 to remain unbeaten in the region. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites, too. Smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available. 912-638-SOUL. 912-638-7685. Online at SouthernSoulBarbecue.com. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned. Anniversaries are still coming up. Babies are still being born. And Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call-ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
I actually don't drink coffee. It's green tea.
Green tea?
Yep.
Okay.
Not a coffee fan.
Again, another shot at the Frederica people. You got to mention their school colors. Man, oh, I'm drinking green tea today. And here comes the Bullock Academy reference. And where's that?
You're
reaching. I got up this morning. I'm drinking my green tea. And I'm thinking, Bullock Academy, yes, they should be in my top 10.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Nat's Landing, The Strike Zone, and by Pristine Water.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. And always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Kip, I want to ask you a question before we delve into what we're going to delve into this segment. As a person that is not close to the Camden program, right? I mean, you call another team, on a weekly basis, not even in this county. So from a person that's not really close to the program or affiliated with the program of the Camden County Wildcats whatsoever, in the event, I want to know your opinion on, in the event, if the Wildcats get through the rest of this season and they're incapable of winning the Tift game or the Lowndes game, which I think the Lowndes game is going to be really, really, really tough because Lowndes is very, very, very good. If Camden drops both of those games, where does that put the in your mind?
On shaky ground. Well, in Camden, I've grown up in this area, you know, lifelong in the coastal Georgia. You look at Camden County, and there's athletes down here, great athletes, mm-hmm. and a lot of them.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, there's a lot of size. You know, Camden's one of those teams where historically they line up and impose their will on other teams. Mm-hmm. Camden has gotten away from that over the last few years, and they've tried to put in this modern type, you know, you watch TV and kids watch video games and you think about, well, we want to score all these points. That's not Camden County. Camden County, in my mind, is a tough, hard-nosed, physical brand of football. And until Camden County adopts that mentality again, I think we're going to see mixed results.
So you're saying that you feel like there's a lack of physicality with the Wildcats?
I think Camden's gone from a power football team to a finesse football program.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, there's talent, and I know that you're just not going to line up and knock the Colquitts and the Lowndes and the teams like that off the football. But that's what Camden is.
Would you agree or would you state that when Camden was adopting that physicality that you're talking about, that when they went up against a Colquitt and Lowndes, maybe they didn't always win, but you never ever thought to yourself going into that football game that they had no chance to win?
Camden should not be losing by 3 touchdowns to Colquitt County. If Camden loses to a Colquitt, it should be a 13-10 kind of game. That's the Camden County football that I have. I guess, you know, again, Jeff Heron spoiled a lot of people.
Yes, he did.
In this part of the world.
Sure did.
And that's the potential of this program. And Camden should not have running clocks against a 5A football team.
I'm in agreement.
And they, you know, it might make some people mad, but, you know, I'm a high school. I love high school football.
As
I follow
I.
it religiously in
so
these
do
parts.
I.
And
I can tell you where every school in the state is.
Yeah, of course you can. Camden should not be getting beat the way they are right now. They shouldn't.
So there's a possibility now because, you know, I'm going to be real with you calling that game last night. I don't think that Camden was overmatched. I think the game got away from them in the second half. Some big plays happened. Camden made some mistakes. And some of those mistakes I kind of look at as maybe a lack of discipline. Had a basically a touchdown pass taken off the board because of a hold. We muffed a punt that didn't lead to any points, thank goodness, but could have. And so I feel like there's, from what I've seen this season, I feel like there's a lack of discipline. And you're looking at the potential of a season because it looks like Tift has gotten their act together now. And I think that's going to be a much tougher game than what we originally thought for Camden to get. So you're looking at the potential of what the Camden County 2020 season is going to look like. And what it's going to look like, potentially, it very well could end up with a 4-6 record, 0-3 in the region, finishing the year on a 5-game losing streak and having lost to a 5A school while being put on a running clock in the fourth quarter.
Camden's got 10 or 12 people that's going to sign football scholarships.
Yeah, fair.
They got an offensive lineman that's committed to the University of Georgia.
A wide receiver that's committed to Nebraska.
To Nebraska.
Running back that's committed to Florida.
Okay, so you shouldn't be getting blown out by Warner Robins. Warner Robins is a good program, a great 5A program, a lot of history and tradition. But a 7A football program with 25, 26, however many students are in the school, 2,700, shouldn't be going on the road getting hammered by the one of Robin's demons.
No argument for me there. Certainly not. There's no shame in losing Warner Robins. There's no shame in losing to Coffey. No shame in losing to Colquitt. But you look at the scores, and those games weren't competitive.
If you don't want to play 7A football, I mean, I hear rumors that there might be isolation filings in the future to try to pull a Richmond Hill and play down a classification. Build another high school.
I can neither confirm nor deny that because I don't know.
I mean, you hear that. You hear rumblings about that around the state. So, you know, Camden shouldn't be. Camden's a proud football program. They need to get back to being physical.
This is the show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.